This is Stefan Grossman on the BBC World Service with our 11th show in our Guitar Workshop series. Earlier on in the series, we heard the heavy, sad, and lonesome Mississippi blues, as well as happy ragtime songs from the Carolinas. But the sounds of today's electric blues giants like B.B. King, Albert King, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Otis Rush can be traced back to the recordings of black bluesmen from the 1920s. There were several musicians who went beyond their folk blues ragtime roots and extended these sounds into areas of jazz and what I call sophisticated blues. Lonnie Johnson was the governor in this field. He pioneered the use of the guitar as a lead instrument. Lonnie Johnson influenced Charlie Christian, Wes Montgomery, as well as B.B. King. His style and technique are near impossible to duplicate, believe it for me, and they pose for us guitar students incredible challenges. Well, let's begin by listening to Lonnie Johnson's beautiful instrumental rendition of a tune that he called Away Down in the Alley Blues. Way Down in the Alley Blues by Lonnie Johnson. Now, Lonnie mostly played in the key of D, in what I call the drop D tuning. What he had, I'm, in fact, have a capo on my guitar on the third fret, so I'm in tune with the way Lonnie was just playing. Just play a D chord, and then tune that low E string down to a D. And almost all the tunes that he played around this, but he played in such an incredible way that I never get bored listening to him. In fact, when I tried to figure out playing with the strings, another Lonnie Johnson instrumental, I slowed down the record to half speed, and I got things like this. Sort of trying to get a little feel of Lonnie Johnson. Trademark lick. Listen to that again. But now let's listen to Playing with the Strings by Lonnie Johnson and see what speed he gets away with playing it. Thank you. how about that for a tour de force in guitar playing, Playing with the Strings by Lonnie Johnson. I'm sure from that, if you just remember, that was recorded at the end of the 1920s, and that influenced so many guitar players, Django Reinhardt, Wes Montgomery, straight up to today's rock and roll pickers. He was an amazing guitar player, Lonnie Johnson, that recorded many, many tunes throughout his career. His early recordings are perhaps the most interesting because he just played guitar instrumentals or blues straight and playing the type of blues that we've heard. After a while, he started to add other instruments. When I, in fact, first met him in the early 1960s, I unfortunately hadn't known about his early recordings. And he was playing sort of what I call a schmaltzy type of blues. That didn't really interest me, and I really missed out on one of the great bluesmen. Well, another blues musician who played the sophisticated type of blues, but with a bottleneck, and recorded many, many sides in Chicago, was a gentleman called Tampa Red. Now, he usually played with the Hokum Boys, but we're going to listen to a solo by Tampa Red called the Boogie Woogie Dance, and let's hear what he can do with sophisticated blues. Boogie Woogie Dance by the great Tampa Red. Now, for me, I hope for you too, it just seems incredible that here are two great musicians, Lonnie Johnson, Tampa Red, setting the paces for other guitar players, because believe me, all the bluesmen around the South, as well as up in Chicago, were trying to imitate the way Lonnie Johnson and Tampa Red were playing. And every once in a while, these musicians would do a cover version. You hear that even nowadays. And what does that mean? Well, Bumblebee Blues was a big nationwide hit by a blues singer called Memphis Minnie. And Tampa Red recorded a straight guitar instrumental to show that the guitar could also sing. So let's listen to Tampa Red doing Bumblebee Blues.
Thank you.
Bumblebee Blues, first done by Memphis Mini, and now we just heard Tampa Red playing an instrumental guitar version. Well, in this show, I tried to show you what the sophisticated guitar players did in the 1920s, and I'm sure you can imagine what a great influence it's had on the last 50, 60 years of guitar playing. For our next show, we're going to go to Texas and listen to Texas blues guitar, Blind Lemon Jefferson and Lightning Hopkins, as well as someone called Little Son Jackson. Well, if you want to contact me, ask me any questions about the show, write to me, Stephen Grossman, Guitar Workshop, BBC World Service, Bush House in London. Well, next week, Texas Blues Guitar.